The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. On this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Please join me in welcoming Haruna Kebira. Haruna Kebira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited, a trading license holder of the NGX. Join me in welcoming Malam Garba Kurfi. He's the Managing Director, APT Securities and Funds Limited. APT Securities and Funds Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Malam, you are welcome.
I'm happy to be with you.
Somebody said on YouTube the other day, he said, I often yell to you. That was the way he described it, meaning that I shout at you. He said he now was watching Haruna and myself, and I was gentle. He was asking if I hated Hausa people and things like that. But of course, I took time to explain to him, number one, that if there was a stockbroker, of course, I worked in a stockbroking firm, but as Stocks Watch, if there was a stockbroker that I knew first before others, aside from my former managing director, that is the managing director of the stockbroking firm where I worked, who has always been my boss, I think Malam Garba Kurfi was the first that I know, okay? And that is talking, by December this year, it will be 22 years of knowing him. As at that time, he had not founded APT Securities and Funds. He was actually a stockbroker with New DevCo. And he took the magazine from me then. He took it to the managing director. From his response, when he came out, I knew that the managing director was not favorably disposed to whatever Malam went to show him, but himself piqued interest. And when he eventually started APT Securities and Fund, in fact, his office became one of the channels where we were selling Stocks Watch back then. That was year 2000. So if I shout, that is the way we shout, even off air. When we meet, we argue a lot on one issue or the other on the stock market. In fact, we argue almost to the level that you would think we are quarreling. Okay, so it is like that. Malam, you are welcome.
Except that you
have not brought what you have not given me what you brought from a lesser Hajj. But I believe you pray for me.
I pray for the capital market, I pray for you, and I pray for the country. And we are happy that the market is doing well.
Okay, we go straight to business because we really do not have much time. We go to the audited report of Guinness.
Quarterly.
Q3 report of Guinness that was released to the market last week. So looking at the turnover, there was a growth of 38.7%. And then the profit after tax and the earnings grew by 731.23% from 1.8 billion a profit after tax the previous year, then to 15.2 billion. We now begin, because you see, what we like to do, Malam is a chartered accountant, okay? Haruna is an economist. So if you want us to give you, and I've analyzed the stock market, effectively since 1996, all right? Not when I joined the market, when I began to analyze, and by the grace of God, I've attended trainings all over the world. When it comes to equity analysis, there is no ratio you want to deploy. But in all the ratios, I've come to term with this few. You don't need to rack your brain. If you can get the earnings per share, you can get the PE ratio, you can get the earnings yield, you can get the profit margin. Now looking for the beta and then the quick ratio and all those things, maybe we should leave that for the accountants. If we want to do it, we can. But again, we really do not have much time. But if you can reduce your equity analysis to arithmetic, you will be guided, and your errors and mistakes and losses in equity investment will actually be few. Now, Malam, as long as we had your voice on this platform, and you want to help me to say a very big thank you to Aruna, because he actually held forth. It's very important. He really held forth, and he did it very, very well. Okay, looking at the basic ratios now, Malam, 6.98 kobo is the earning per share from 84 kobo. Okay, then at the price of 98 naira as at last Friday, PE ratio for the third quarter is 14.05. Earnings yield is 7.12%. Profit after tax is 9.58%. Looking at this ratio, somebody like me will be a little bit wary. But looking at the sharp increase in the profit after tax, I must consider this equity. Where do I stand?
Well, I think Guinness has proved it right. And for those who say that they don't become billionaires, Guinness make many people billionaires. Go and check 2021. It was trading 14 naira. From 14 naira to 110 naira, how many times has it increased? More than 7 times. 700% in less than 2 years. Where on earth you will invest your money and make it? I remember a lady came with just 500,000 naira. At that time, 2020, Nigerian Bureau was 22 naira. We bought her. Suddenly, Nigerian Bureau moved to 47. She sold. She took her money out. The remaining money, we bought her Guinness at 14 naira. When I called her, I said, you are now a millionaire. She said she's not selling. And don't forget, this is the stock that in the first we are trading it as high as 198.
Yeah.
With this current earning, I have no doubt in me that it is likely going to close with 10 naira earning. So if it closes 10 naira annual, where do you think the price will remain? The truth of the matter is that this is one of the stocks that turn many people from hopeless to hopeful.
Malam, I will ask you this question. It is not part of what we are to talk about. You are a practicing Muslim. You just came from Lesser Hajj.
Yes.
You observed the Ramadan 100%. I also know about you, that at least the last 7 days of Ramadan, you are always indoor, even if you are in Nigeria. Why are you buying Guinness for people?
You see, you have to understand.
And you don't drink.
No, you see, the truth of the matter, you have to be in the environment where you are. Anybody in Nigeria decided to say he is a Muslim and nobody else, I think he is joking. And even our religion, we are warned to respect other religions and their goddesses. Even those who believe in, not even in the Jesus, not even as a Jew, they believe other things, we respect their gods. Because the only respect you can earn is if you respect theirs. So a person walked into me, say, buy me flour mill, I did. Buy me honey flour mill, I did. He said, buy me Guinness. What am I to say no? I don't have to say no for
that. That's how liberal.
I don't buy, I never buy a single one, I never drink, I don't even know the taste. But for those who have no objection to that, carry on. I have seen even some Muslim buying. I'm telling you.
Okay, Aruna, Reverend, you're still minister today in church. So will you buy Guinness for a Christian?
I can even buy for myself.
Wow.
Why? Because the stock, the shares that is traded on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange has no bearing to the company Guinness. You are only trading in their shares, not in buy the alcohol. The money on the floor does not go back to the company. It moves from one investor to the other. The only thing is that somebody that have taken position in Guinness at 71 naira as an investor, sell it to another investor. I want Guinness is not even aware of that transaction. So I don't think it has to do with the comment.
That is why I it's like business. This program. The next discussion you never can tell. But you can see that it is all encompassing. It touches every aspect of life. Okay, so as far as that is concerned, let me now put to you, now Malam sees value in Guinness. I'm sure you are seeing value in it.
I'm in it.
Okay, let me now ask you, because you told me you are in it, yeah. Are you there for the short, medium, or long term?
Intermediate to long.
Malam, do I do short or medium or long with Guinness?
At the current price, I don't think short will work much. But short can work in view of two things. The IIN is June. So there is this tendency of speculation. And I did not study their authorized share capital. Do they still have some portion not really fully?
Whether they can give bonus.
So if there is that tendency, so even the short term can come in. But no doubt, medium and long term come to stay.
So you can see what you should look out for in Guinness now. That is why this is just the best that you should watch to give you information. Malam, one or two stocks or three that you think I should consider this whole week, though I know that you've been out of the market, but you are also following up in just 1 minute.
Well, one of the stock is the fixing. Yes, flour mill, because the IIN is much. And with this acquisition, we don't know whether they are going to swallow Honeywell into flour mill. So whatever remain in the flour mill, you will earn dividend. Whatever the combination, you will not be at the lost end. Mm. So for me, it's a stock to watch, and one can look at it. I will not write up Presco because of the acquisition they did, which give them an edge over Okomo. And we have seen what happened to Vitacom. So I'm not going to be surprised. Its Presco price changed tremendously.
So, Aruna, one or two stocks to add?
I would have said NACO because of the bonus and the dividend I say are standing. I would have also said Anywhere because, like, you never can tell what will come out from that combination. And it made mention of Presco. I think I also give it to Presco, one, because they are audited quarter four.
Academy Press, looking at the losers now, Academy Press is a good equity. It lost 13.71% last week. Shouldn't I begin to put my eyes on Academy Press?
Yes, I think if Academy Press come lower than that, I think it will be a good buy. Remember, I started running from 30 kobo. If there's any time that the market pushes it close to 1 hour, I think it will become a very good
Malam, buy. Caverton, bad report about them. Shouldn't I take risk in bad reports and see what will happen subsequently?
No. You see, you must prove it by turnover over across of this. And air crash is a big loss to the business. So yes, they have insurance cover. We don't know the extent. So I will say no. But I can say watch ICO, watch WAPIC.
I want to say a very big thank you to Mana for the efforts to get in here despite the traffic. Aruna, for always being there.
Thank you.
Welcome. Please, Malam is back now. I'm very sure you might have been trying to reach him in the last couple of weeks, and it's been pretty difficult. You can begin to call him again. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned at my team. I will always say kudos to you. You are the best. By the special grace of God, we shall be coming your way again the same time, the same station. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.